Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Published in the same year as either or in 1843, Fear and Trembling was also written under a pseudonym Johannes de Silentio or John the Silent. In this book, Kierkegaard formulated his main philosophical idea that anxiety stems from our freedom of choice. When faced with the prospect of marriage to Regine, Kierkegaard had to make choice between commitment to monogamy, which comes with responsibility, versus freedom to do other things. He chose freedom, but on a deeper level as humans we are stuck between the past memories and experiences and future hopes and expectations. This is particularly true of a religious man who wants to end up in heaven, so his preoccupation is not to ruin his future or afterlife by messing things up in here and now. Kierkegaard starts off by arguing that each individual is different in how we perceive reality. Two people seeing the same thing might come to two different conclusions. The Buddhist fable of the blind man and an elephant is a good analogy. Each blind man touches different parts of the elephant's body and comes to separate conclusion when it comes to describing the animal. Now, the elephant is the same thing, yet the observer is different, so the difference doesn't come from outside but from within. So Kierkegaard places his philosophy on the individuality and uniqueness of each person. This was revolutionary because philosophy up until him considered all humans through an essentialist perspective that we're all more or less the same, or pre-assembled with the same purpose. Kierkegaard, as an existentialist philosopher, questioned that existence comes first, and then we discover our true essence or purpose or unique self. How do we find our unique self? For Kierkegaard, religious fables play an important role. He references Abraham, the Jewish prophet, whom God asked to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. This is perhaps the most difficult choice a person can make. Kierkegaard had a similar dilemma whether to marry Regine or not to marry, in similar vein to Hamlet, to be or not to be. It is through our freedom to make choices that our unique self emerges. This is the first step in the philosophy of existentialism. For Kierkegaard, we all have to make choices in life. You wake up in the morning, you can either go back to bed or go to work. The food you eat, the people you make friends with, the books you read, the videos you watch. But the biggest choices we make is often between our own happiness and duty towards others. And Anna Karenina, Tolstoy poses this very same question to Anna, who abandons her husband and son in pursuit of her own happiness. The outcome is tragic for her and everyone around her. For Kierkegaard, we are all free to submit to authorities. For instance, we have the choice to listen to God or disobey him, get married or not, love someone or not, take responsibility or not. There is no quick fix. It's only we can make decisions, and once we make the decision, we have to live by them. In other words, this state of being is essentially paradoxical that causes us fear and trembling. Freedom comes with responsibility, which is the opposite of freedom. Choices come with consequences, good and bad, which are the opposites of choices. In other words, our nature pushes us in one direction, but our moral duty into another direction. As Nietzsche said, quote, "Man is a rope stretched between the animal and the Superman, a rope over an abyss, a dangerous crossing and dangerous wayfaring, a dangerous looking back, a dangerous trembling and halting. What is great in man is that he is a bridge and not a goal." Another paradox is between moral transparency and natural concealment. Nature is full of stealth, camouflage, and deception. Predators must deceive to eat and survive. The same can be true among humans. The most successful people tend to be the smartest, who is able to conceal their true intention. Yet social morality puts a massive emphasis on honesty as being the best policy. Transparency is an attempt to prevent tragic events, while in nature, tragedy is an inherent aspect of life. Kierkegaard gives examples from the Greek tragedies in which characters often kill their own loved ones, simply because they didn't know them clearly. A son killing his father, or a father killing his own son without being aware of their true identity. One of the most heartbreaking tales in the Persian epic of Shahnameh is precisely this. The hero Rustam, without knowing, kills his own son. In other words, in the real world or in nature, you commit the act before asking questions. If Rustam didn't kill his son, he might have been killed himself. In other words, in order to achieve a goal, one must conceal. The same is true of Abraham, who concealed his true intention when he brought Isaac to the mountain to sacrifice him. The boy might have refused, or the whole society might have outraged and stopped him. He would not have been able to achieve his goal of obeying God. This nobody can fully grasp and understand, except Abraham himself. Kierkegaard argues that when we face a tough decision, it's hard for others to fully understand what goes on inside the person. Abraham holding his young son, or Hamlet holding the human skull, are the only ones who truly understand the choices they make. Making choices is synonymous with having the authority to make such choice. But with authority comes responsibility. Kierkegaard goes a step further, saying that it is hard to explain such choices or dilemmas through rationality. It's only possible to explain those situations through faith. What is faith? It's a kind of resignation or deferring authority to God. Faith is almost like love, because both love and faith throws reason almost out of the window. They're a bit blind, but for Kierkegaard, faith is not without doubt. Doubt is part of the baggage. Quote, doubt is conquered by faith, just as it is faith which has brought doubt into the world. Now here, later existentialist philosophers saw a hole in Kierkegaard's philosophy. Friedrich Nietzsche removed God from existentialism and made it purely an artistic pursuit. Jean-Paul Sartre also saw a problem with Kierkegaard's allusion to Abraham's tale, saying that first of all, the man should have been more cynical of the angel, and also should have questioned his true intention. Sartre's existentialism, which I have discussed here, removed God and faith and replaced it with nothingness or emptiness of life, which gives us the opportunity to build our own self from scratch. Knut Hamsun, the Norwegian genius novelist, has a different take. He argues that Kierkegaard wasn't talking about daily choices we make, but the principle that underlines those choices. In other words, we follow certain values, and our daily choices are, to some extent, determined by the underlying principle values. For example, some religious people refrain from certain activities like sex before marriage, while atheists do not hesitate to indulge in such activities. Why? Because they follow different value systems. The solution to modern despair and anxiety, according to Kierkegaard, is truly personal. One has to find a unique path for himself or herself to feel fulfilled. There is no blueprint one can follow and find happiness. The only blueprint Kierkegaard offers is this: you alone are responsible to find meaning for your own life. Quote, a crowd is indeed made up of single individuals. It must therefore be in everyone's power to become what he is, a single individual. No one is prevented from being a single individual. No one, unless he prevents himself by becoming many. Thank you for watching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.